Hello, I'm Erica Cole, and over the room somewhere is my friend Nina.
Hello.
And we're going to do some work with Windows Live Messenger. So what I'm going to do first is go through the advantages of Windows Live Messenger over Windows Messenger. Then we're going to look in the program and see what we can find. And I will go through ways of doing things to make Windows Live Messenger more accessible and more user-friendly. And then we shall explore some of the features. So, here we go. Of course, I do need to apologise for my audio. The state of it will offend audio files, I do think. I'm using a Logitech AK5370. And I have no line in or whatever, so you're just going to be having my computer speak directly to you. I've got JAWS 8 running, and Live Messenger 8.1, and you probably will hear my notes running through Word as well, which I will try to eliminate slightly. How, I don't know. But here we go anyway. And don't forget, if you need to leave any feedback, I will give you my details at the end, if I get that far. Okay. I will briefly run through these features for you anyway. I don't want to take up too much of your time because I don't particularly want to be boring or put on for background music. I want you to be able to tell me at the end that you find it a hell of a lot more accessible and understandable, because obviously it's a lazy man's tool. It's great. The main thing I use in Windows Live Messenger is the voice clip feature. You can hit F2 when you're in a window and speak to somebody with a microphone, which you have to set up first, but that's no trouble either. They'll receive it a minute later when you help pull up the F2 key, and they can send you on back, and it just plays unless you have it set differently. And also, unlike Skype, the quality for these is much better, so you hear exactly what's going on in the room with them or whatever as it happens, basically. You even get it quicker than when you type, because of the fact that there's and no delay or anything. People can't, delete what they say. So, in some ways, that would be a no-go, but in some ways, that could be pretty cool because, you know, you also get all the fun out of things. Like, you hear people's gaffes and that kind of thing. So, randomly enough, I'm going to send Nina a voice clip. And she's going to send me one back, basically. Just so you can hear what this is going on and about. I'm going to go into this. I've got this on my start menu. However, I'm going to go, for the purposes of this, through the programs menu. Which I don't know many people apart from Nina who does that with things. But there we are. Save a shot. Here we go. Windows Live Messenger. Okay. I'm going to bring in another feature at this point when I can speak, which is the ability in this to search for different contacts. So hold the voice clip so it is coming, and watch this. At the top of the messenger window, I will stress now that I can't see, so my imagery may be a little bit off. But at the top of your contact list will be a search box, which you can type in something which, if you know what your contact is called at that moment, it will bring you straight to them. So,
contact list,
There we go, that's Nina. So we're going in there. Ah, right, okay. There's another one. My history from previous conversations, which can be useful if you have unsavoury characters on there who you want to keep a check on. But here's this voice clip. Hello, Nina, how are you doing today? Now, you'll be able to hear her as she speaks because she's right across the room from me. You won't hear it come up on her headphones because she's got them in, and I didn't want to cause any feedback if we held down the microphone at the same time. But we should wait and see. Okay, it didn't play it then. Here we go. I'm going to go in. I've gone into my history window, and I'm going to click on the link that says play/stop, and then save as. So here she comes. Now that, obviously, is quite good if you are extremely lazy and you can't even be bothered to type. I may have already mentioned that, but there it is. Moving on. I'm going to mention a little bit now about the accessibility of Windows Live Messenger, because I didn't do it before. I kind of skipped straight to the fun stuff. But actually, you'll be thinking now, how do I get all this to work unless I can access the window? So here's the Messenger window. I've gone right to the top of the Messenger window. I'm trying to delete these search terms so that it doesn't make everything go plop. There we go. Okay. Now, in Messenger 8.0, they have these things called tabs, which are adverts for different services. I'm just going to go put these back a second so that you can see what they are. And then I'm going to show you again how to get rid of them so that you don't get bothered by all these idiot ads. And Nina doesn't know this either. So, I mean, I may have done it for your machine, Nina, but actually, it's good to go through anyway. Let me go put these back. There's a checkbox in this tabs sheet, basically. When you're in the Messenger window, you hit Alt-T, then O. Then you do Shift-Tab to get to the tab list. And it's downward tabs, not upward tabs. Well, Jaws seems to read them, so you go down to get to the individual tab sheets. Which I'll explain in a second. Now, there we go. This is Jaws is fully accessible with these now because of the fact that it's been out a while. So is Messenger. Excuse me. And but everything basically works apart from a few things which aren't so needed or have ways around. So here's some of these tabs. That's a decent button that means you don't have to go and look in the menus. Although I forget and I have to do Alt-C and Enter, which takes you into the contacts menu, and then you could do it that way, but this is a lot easier. Info bar, that's useful with a feature called contact updates. I don't know how it works because for some reason it doesn't work for me. But if anybody tries it or whatever for some reason, they could let me know. Okay. I'm not seeing any tabs, but there we go. There they are, little adverts, enticements for you to go and click on those buttons and see what they have to offer. The Phantom one looks interesting already. The eBay one, I have used that occasionally, but it's just easier to go and do it manually. They can get in the way if you're looking for those contact buttons So, you know, they have to go, basically. They just get so annoying after a while. There is a search button, but you have to go and find it with tab. Just go away. And now I'm stuck. Okay. Well, look, I'm just going to have to go into my options again and get rid of this tab. So, I've done Alt-T, then O. Then I'm going to do Shift Tab. Now, there's 11 tabs, tab sheets, should I say, sorry. Messenger calls their links to different websites tabs, because I guess that's what they look like. Feel free to jump in whenever, by the way, Nina, if you see something that you think might be interesting, because I can guarantee you're being picked up. So, there's personal. In fact, I'll let Jaws read these to you. That's the top one. I'm just going to briefly pop in here. Now that's all the different tabs that you can have. That's the little nice checkbox that says hide tabs. And I've gone past with tab, I've gone past and got OK, cancel, apply. And I'm going to do that so I don't have to exit all the tab sheets just to do more. Now, tabs was 8 of 11. So we've got that one. And that's the last one. Briefly, go away. Briefly, I'm going to go into each sheet and show you what the options are. And that will give me a better structure for this, I think. So, here we are. We're in the personal tab sheet. No, we're not. Okay. Yes, we are. That's better. Type your name as you want others to see it. This is a good thing which happens in Windows Messenger as well, where you type whatever you want them to see you as, like. Mine, because I have a headache. Randomly enough, I've called myself Cockadoodle Bang. Just because. It's going to go now. We have a blank name field. I'm just going to put Ezzy, which is my short form. Silly machine. Okay. Well, now we have a thing called personal message, which, when you type something in it, mine says something about having a headache, and that this is my first podcast being recorded right now. And I was very, very vociferous about the fact that I have this headache, which was my own fault because I used random headphones, which worked very nice. So now we have a blank personal message space. I'm going to put recording. My first I can't type today, podcast. Then
type a personal message for your contacts to see and recording my first podcast. I space G N I N.
Oh dear. I can't spell. Now that's nice. I've hit tab there. Show song information from Windows Media Player as a personal message. So basically, when you've got something going in a Media Player, it will look. Messenger will look at Media Player, say, "Oh, she's playing. I don't know, Toni Braxton, Unbreak My Heart," and it will say in that personal message, "Toni Braxton, Unbreak My Heart." So. It's useful if you've got a lot of music and you can just, you know, people will come up to you and say, "Oh, chat me that one, please." Excuse me. Display pictures are, I'm not sure whether they're a new thing or not, actually. But you can upload a picture. I don't know exactly how to do that because I don't use it myself. Maybe Nina can tell you that one in a minute, actually.
The way I use those is you can select them. You can select your display picture from conversation windows. I use the mouse, so I don't know how you get to that with the keyboard, I'm afraid.
Well, there we go. We've got a bit of a contrast going on here. hold that thought. Remind me of it again in a second, okay. If you can. And I will go back to it and we'll have an explore. Because there is a way of doing it from Messenger itself, from the main window. In fact, when I've done these and I've done all this exploring, I will have a look through the different menus and show you what's in each as well. So there's a display picture thingy. There's basically a list that you can select from, or you can upload your own. Ah, okay.
Uh-huh, it's there.
It's there. There we go. You see, that's how much I know. I'm only kidding. You see, I have an ulterior motive in this. I want people to use Live Messenger so that I can be an absolute lazy cow and send them voice clips. Let me just check. Right, edit profile. You can have things on the web like all your likes and dislikes or whatever you want to put up, basically, you can do. Actually, I need to update mine because it's probably years old. I did it when I first set up the account. And actually, one of these days I will do a podcast on setting up an MSN account if people think that would be good. And also, if I get positive feedback or whatever from this one. So, you'll have to excuse me plugging myself, because obviously I want to be successful. So we have edit profile. Now these, I'm guessing, go across the screen. So now show me the way when I'm inactive for, and that's a checkbox. That's, for example, if you move around a lot, you can put yourself to away, or the computer can put you as away. If you're not typing anything after 5 minutes or 20 or however long you set. I hate using that because I can go and do something, but I still want to receive messages. So I've unchecked that. Okay. Sure, block alerts. Hang on. You just have to hear yours for this. So that's basically, if you're in a full screen program like Word or PowerPoint, it'll block alerts and show you as busy, which I don't like either. If you have a webcam, this is good because it will let everybody else know on your list that you have one. Unfortunately, this feature is not accessible because it doesn't tell you, it doesn't speak to you when somebody on your list has a webcam. I don't know what those do. They must be for Messenger Plus, which I've also got on here. They're format codes. Yeah. Come on.
Cancel button.
I just realised I have my jaws on about 45-50%. And I know some of you can't really get the hang of it that quickly. Especially if it's not on your own computer, so I'll just slow it down a little bit. And if you have any questions, you can listen to the end and get my contact details from me then. Now, I've just tabbed around, and I'm back to the list of sheets. General is below personal. In here is messengers, like maintenance stuff, like, well, we'll go and see. That's good if it's your own computer. It'll log you on, sign you in, whatever. When you've pretty much about, if you've got a fairly reasonable machine, it'll be about 10 seconds after you've had your Windows XP or Vista Sound or whatever, it'll say, you know, that you've been logged in or whatever, or ask you to log in, that kind of thing. I logged in earlier. Had headphones on at the time, but I heard, I think it was your name, they say Ellie has just signed in, or whatever I was back then. So, and that was about 10 seconds after I'd logged in, if that. Open Windows Live Messenger main window when Windows starts. That's good if you have the patience or have the want to go and look at whoever's online. And it'll just basically sit there and wait for you to do whatever. Sometimes that's good, but sometimes at the same time you'll want to do something and you don't particularly want to be disturbed or have it change focus or moan at you if you don't go immediately and look at it, basically. It's not a pasta program or anything, it's just one of those things that JAWS does. It tells you it's there. So, allow automatic sign-in. That has to be enabled, really, for automatically run Windows Live Messenger when you log on to Windows. That needs to be, they both need to be together, like, on, for it to all work, if that makes any sense. So this one is show Windows Live today after Messenger starts. Oh, excuse me. Okay. Show Windows Live today after Messenger starts. I realise I just said that. However, I got slightly sidetracked. What that'll do is basically bring up a web page which has all different stuff like news and weather on it and all these ads. It can be a pain. If you want to briefly look at your weather, then it's all cool. But it'll load up every time you start Messenger, so you have a Messenger window start, and then you have a Windows Live Today window start. And it can become a bit cluttered. Especially if you have on offline instant messages which people have sent to you when you've been offline. So I try and keep all that down to a minimum. That's not checked, thank you. You use the same display picture and personal and whatever else when I sign in on different computers. That's basically, if you use a lot of computers, it'll try and keep your sign-in names and your display pictures the same. Doesn't always work that, but it's always good to have it checked. Otherwise, you'll get your email address come up on every computer you use, and it can just be a pain because nobody knows who you are. Or it just, I don't know, I don't like it.
Show display pictures from others, checkbox checked.
Show display pictures from others. If you're giving out yours, then it's only right that you give it back. That you have a look at everybody else's, basically, unless you don't particularly want them, in which case, for example, that can be useful if you have low vision. You don't want a cluttered screen, so you could always get rid of them. Excuse me.
Allow Microsoft to collect anonymous information about how I use Windows Live Messenger. Checkbox not checked.
This will be to do with that customer experience improvement program thing. I always disable it because it's, you know, I don't trust anybody with my information. Apart from those who I want to see it. There's a more information link there, which you can go get more information about what they use your information for. Don't believe them. It's just a matter of course. Next one is show shadows under window frames. I don't know what that means. Yeah, any luck, Nina?
Never really experimented with that one, to be honest, so I wouldn't know.
Do you feel like going and setting that up to see what it does?
I can do.
Okay. Alright, okay, well, okay.
Okay, but show shadows under window frames, checkbox not checked. Okay, cancel.
Obviously those are disabled. That was the general tab. I'm going to now move down
messages.
To messages. Now this has all your stuff like what font your messages come in on and that kind of information. So, excuse me again. Here we go. That's change font. You can go in there, change whatever font you've got. It's a whole list of all the fonts on your computer. And you can adjust the font. Here we are, I'll have a look in there.
Options dialog, change font dialog, font head combo, impact to 16.
I have mine impact. You can change the style. So which is bold, regular, italic, or both.
Size head combo 14.
Size, I have mine 14 because, excuse me, I rather like having people able to read what I write.
Effects,
I ignore those. And script, you've got Eastern and Western scripts, all the stuff to do with different languages.
Okay, but
Ah, right, okay. That one's like a sheet within a sheet, so you need to okay that before you can get out. Emoticons. These are little smileys and sad faces and all stuff to do with moods and whatever that you can put into messages. I'll show you some JAWS shortcuts for how to access those in a minute. Custom emoticons. I don't know what those are. They must be just ones people have made and added to their own messenger. I've never seen one. Although, yes, I have, maybe. But yeah, I don't know much about those at all. Timestamps. Those can be a pain. If you set those up, it'll tell you 21, 52, 13 hours. Nina says to Erica, whatever. Hello, how are you? And then it'll say 22:13. Erica says, "I'm good, thanks." And you have to listen to a whole load of guff before you actually get to the information. So I always disable those. Group sequential messages from each contact together. I don't know what that does. I just leave it alone. Bearing in mind, if you experiment with the wrong feature, and this can happen in any program, your JAWS might do an absolute dozy piece of thing. So, try, you know, if you don't know what things are, experiment, but remember where you put things, or remember what you got out of which sheet to experiment with. And if your JAWS starts to go, you know, ballistic and going off talking to itself like Nina's does, then remember which option you ticked. Go in there and untick it if you can. And unfortunately, if you have ticked an option which you now can't get to for some reason, then it might become time for some site to become involved. Right, well, Nina's checked the show shadows in the window frames option. And what do you think of it? Hang on a second. There we go.
I personally didn't notice any difference, so I don't know what it does.
Oh, Alina, seal of disapproval. Excellent stuff. So there it is with that one. Sequential messages from each contact together. Like I say, it's a bit like that show shadows in the window frames feature. It's completely non-existent. And it may send your messenger or draws into a tiz.
Allow me to send and receive nudges, checkbox checked.
Nudges are little messages or little messages that you can send to each other when you're waiting on a response, for example. Some people use them just to say, "Oi, how's about you talk to me, girly?" And they can be quite annoying, but they can also be quite good because you may have forgotten about your message. You've got this funny sound, and as if you say, "Ah, right, okay, I was doing something, wasn't I?" So it can be a good reminder, apart from when people abuse the process and send about six at a time, like somebody I know.
Yeah.
Play winks automatically when they are received. Checkbox checked.
Winks are great because they're funny little animations and sounds that most of them are accessible and you can get different ones for, you know, you can download them, you can get them from wherever, and you can send them to people. I'm not exactly sure what their purpose is.
I had somebody who used to send me a guitar smash if I didn't respond to so many messages. So I actually unchecked that option because I don't want it to automatically play it.
Exactly. So in Nina's case, with her friend, it's good to have the control over that kind of thing. That way, if you've hooked up speakers to a computer or whatever and you're playing music and it's quite low still, you don't particularly want JAWS bellowing at you and there's noise coming through of goodness knows what. So it can be useful.
Play voice clips automatically when they are received. Checkbox checked.
Again, if you have somebody who talks a lot and won't give up because you don't want them to do it and, you know, that kind of thing, you can disable the playing of those automatically and then you have to go into the history window and there's these three little links that I may have mentioned. There's a play / stop, where the slash is with a space at each side of it, so you can literally go and find this window find this play slash stop, line your cursor up over it and then hit enter and it'll play what they've just said again. Particularly useful if, like me, I've heard somebody say something and I haven't heard what they've said, so I'll go in and I'll play it again.
Show my play voice clips automatic. Show my offline messages automatically when I sign in. Radio button unchecked. One of two.
Show my offline instant messages automatically when I sign in. I get rid of that and I just have a link.
Show a link to my offline messages in the main window. Radio button.
Because that was one of the things I said could clutter up a screen. Because I have had 6 messages which people haven't noticed. I've gone offline and I've had conversations open with me. So they've sent them and I've disappeared off. And when I've got back online, I've had 6 messages, a Windows Live Today window, and a Windows Live Messenger main window, all crowded onto my screen, and it is a pain to get through and get rid of.
Show a link to my offline messages in the main window.
So it's a good idea to select that one if you don't particularly want to spend hours and hours sorting things out. Automatically keep a history of my conversations. Can be useful if we have a person, like Nina has already explained, who has a habit of deciding to say one thing and then later decide to say another about the same thing. So that one's good to have.
Show my last conversation and new conversation windows checkbox checked.
Right, show my last conversation in new conversation windows. That is very useful if your internet connection dies. You know, I had a friend the other day who, I don't know who he is with, but it must have been one of these cheap broadband packages in which just die, or like somebody mentioned, some routers do, and, they just die, and then you have to log off or re-sign into Messenger, and your last conversation will be there in the window so that you can hit graph, or some other keystroke to look at the message, and it'll remind you of what you're talking about. So I like them a lot.
Save my conversations in this folder, read-only.
Right, save my conversations in this folder. That'll be for your history. As part of the course, I do believe Messenger, Live Messenger even, saves these, and they'll be in my documents, my received files, and then there'll be some combination of the bits of your address and a load of numbers. So they'll be in that folder. In fact, we'll go there now. We'll just see where it is.
Change button. Options dialog. Browse for folder dialog. Save my message history in this folder. Preview history 1 of 1. Level 5. Rebellion 2 trillion 204 billion 63 million 548,183 opened. 1 item. Level 4. My received files opened. 1 item.
Yeah. It's in my received files. Now I'll tell you.
Windows lock.
I'll show you the better way to go and access that history. Okay, so we're going to leave the Messenger options open. And then we're going to go to the desktop with Windows key and M.
Desktop, folder view, list new, audacity, 18.
My jaws has just sped up, so my desktop's just appeared and Audacity has come up. Which is obviously what I'm recording in.
My documents.
There's my documents, right at the top. So I go in there. Now, in here, there's a little useful shortcut which I sometimes do if I don't particularly want to look at all the different folders I've got.
Complete start with Audacity temp. Books.
Just on the top row alone, I've got Audacity temp and books, which I don't particularly want to go look at if I want my received files. So, bear with me a second. Okay, I do apologise for the stops and starts. I'm very bunged up, as you can tell, so, you know, I do have to go sort that out occasionally. I don't think you want to hate everything I do. So, to get to my received files, I'm going to type my space R. And there is my received files, as you probably heard it muttered at you a second ago while I was talking. I do believe. Have you just tried that, Nina?
Yeah.
And?
Although I've got my chat logs first, my received files was just a little bit.
Did you do MySpace and then R?
I just did mine, actually. So.
Ah, there you go then. There's my email address, my history folder. I just hit shift by mistake. Okay, go away. I'm not going to access anything in case of, you know, confidentiality and that kind of thing. But now you know where to find those. So I'm going to auto fall that message there.
Windows Live Messenger options. Audacity. Session of document one. Options.
There it is.
Show the get change button.
So that's the little history change thingy.
Show the handwrite tab in conversation windows checkbox unchanged.
Right, show the handwrite tab in conversation windows. That's for if anybody has a tablet PC. And they can literally handwrite their messages in, or if they have a PC, like a pen thing. And then they can just do that, basically. They can write into the message window. I get rid of that because it'll just say type button. And it just gets in by the send button whenever you put something in there.
Okay, button. Show the handwrite to PC cursor.
Hello, what's happening here?
Okay, button.
Bear with me a second, I'm just going to identify why my computer has just slowed down. I'm just gonna have to continue. I don't know what it's doing, but it's not my friend anymore.
Okay.
So, well, then yes. We've got to
help us apply button.
Apply. Well, the usual stuff, basically.
Alerts and sounds.
Alerts and sounds.
Display alerts and contacts come up like checkbox checked.
Alerts and sounds. You can have an alert displayed when your contacts come online. Which means it'll say somebody who's just signed in, then you can settings icon and you can change which alerts of whatever you receive.
Display alerts when a message is received, checkbox unchecked.
Again, for when a message is received, I have that off.
Display alerts when email is received, checkbox unchecked.
And again, actually, I'm going to check that one. Display alerts when email is received. Can be an absolute boon if, like me, I have my account in Outlook and it just doesn't actually tell me when I'm in Outlook when I've got new messages, so.
Display alerts when a sharing folder is updated, checkbox checked.
Display alerts when a sharing folder is updated. I'll go through those possibly in a bit, possibly I may do a number two, because this is getting longer and longer all the time. Okay, so. Now, those are the different sounds you can have. It takes a little bit of time to get used to, but you can fairly safely experiment with those on your
okay,
own.
Now,
I'm being lazy and I'm using these to change some of the settings that I haven't done yet because I've only just got this computer. Oh bother, lawnmower man. Okay, I will have to shout up a bit because this guy will get closer and closer and then I want to kill him. Okay, so alerts and sounds we've just been into. I will briefly describe sharing folders. They're a new feature where two people can have their messenger online at the same time. One of them will drop a file or a million files or whatever into somebody else's sharing folder. It's creatable from the actions menu in the messenger main window. And this other person will have it automatically transferred to their computer. They don't need to do anything. They can just go get their sharing folder from my computer and my sharing folders. And when it transfers, or even before it transfers, they'll see their file in that folder ready and waiting for them. Particularly good if you're at university with a note taker who's online as well. They could just say, here, have these quickly, have a look, have a read. And it's also a hell of a lot less fiddly than using some kind of webmail or even Outlook.
Use a sharing folder with my brand if I look to the contacts name and my contact list checkbox check the sharing folders.
Now, I didn't know you could do that.
Use a sharing folder when I drag a file onto a contact.
Use a sharing folder when I drag a file onto a contact's name. You can basically just go grab a Word document or something and paste it onto the link on your messenger that says, for example, me, and it'll pop into my sharing folder with you. I don't know, because I've not used this feature, but I don't know whether it will do it if there hasn't been one created yet.
Portable cycle rapid and flat. Add button. List new maybe. When I drag a troubleshoot sharing folders. When I drag a file onto a contact's name, automatically create a sharing folder if that contact doesn't already have one. Checkbox not.
Okay.
Checked.
Now there is the link I was waiting for. Create a sharing folder for a contact. When I do that, when I drag a file onto their name. I've just checked that.
Troubleshoot sharing folders, but okay button, cast, apply button, help button.
There are two lists of users that you have there. I don't know what they're for, but I think you can just check, disable dropping a file onto their name.
List view, help button, sharing folder, like apply button. Help, list view, users, list view, sharing folder.
Once again, I apologise for all the silences in these, but I guess you could take the opportunity to pause this and then go make a drink.
File transfer. Save received files in this folder.
This is the old version without using sharing folders. It's still useful if you're on somebody else's computer and you've got files on a memory stick. And it's just where it was in Windows Messenger in the file menu. And there are all sorts of options in here.
Change
for example, where they're stored.
Save received files in this folder. Read only as when files received documents.
And also, it'll save them again, like the history window, to my received files. And it'll just drop them in the root directory in there, my received files.
Change button. Scan files for viruses using checkbox not checked.
Scan files for viruses using, and there's a checkbox there. Then there's a...
Stop button. Checked. Scan files edit. Control edit.
Then there's a thing where, a dialog box where you can put in the path to the relevant scanning engine of your virus program. If you're not sure, don't do this. There is a scanner thingy built into Messenger. Which you can ignore simply by letting it install and then escaping when it gets to do the good stuff. And then it will just say, virus scan cannot be completed. And then you'll have done with it. You'll have your file and you can just say, yeah, go away. Excellent stuff.
Scan files for viruses using checkbox checked. Not checked.
Get rid of that. Bearing in mind, if you've checked the box, you have there can be a dialog box or something, you know, an edit box rather attached. So you'll need to uncheck the box to have it disappear.
Learn more button. Automatically reject file transfers for known unsafe file types. Checkbox not checked.
Automatically reject file transfers for...
automatically reject file transfers for known unsafe file
types. Known unsafe file types. That can be good if you're not expecting to receive programs. And it just means, you know, that you don't have to deal with that kind of thing. But it will get in the way if you do send programs to your friends online.
Automatically share backgrounds and accept share backgrounds. Checkbox not checked.
Automatically share backgrounds and accept share backgrounds. Yeah, that could be good if you have a bit of vision and you want to change the skin on Messenger, but I leave it alone.
Okay button. Can't apply button. No button. No. Let's do phone.
Phone. This is where basically you can put your phone numbers in. I don't recommend it, although some people do. Because for some reasons, they can have messages set up on their phone, and you can send them a message if you have the right services and the right money attached to your account. You can send these people messages through Messenger, and they'll receive it on their mobile phone. Clever, but I wouldn't. I don't know. It's good if you know what you're doing. If you don't, either ask somebody or stay away.
Okay, button.
I would
cancel
say it
button.
Costs an awful lot to use Messenger from your mobile as well, as far as I know.
Definitely, it does.
Help button. List your phone. Tabs.
Tabs we've been through already.
Privacy.
So I won't go through that again. Privacy, you can... let me have a look in here. I haven't been in here in ages.
Only people on my allow list can see my status and send me messages.
Only people on my allow message, allow list can see my status and send me messages. If you have a lot of blocked users, this can be a good thing because they won't be able to see you, you know, or they won't be able to get around it and see you somehow. So, you know, if you are conscious of that, then that could be good for
all
you.
Others. Lock button. List view. Left tab. KS icon.
All others.
View button. Alert me when other people. Okay. Button. Alert me when other people add me to their contact list. Checkbox check.
Alert me when other people add me to their contact list. That's always a good one. Otherwise you'd just get random strangers adding you. It's worth having an alert consultant through old block contacts that you can completely get rid of. And they do stay on this list in here. So that it is aware of all your email addresses of people who you have had on your contact list. So you can do stuff like delete them and allow them to see you again. That kind of thing. So it's a way of controlling blocked users, basically.
Okay, cancel build button.
In the simplest terms.
Security.
Security.
Always ask me for my password when checking Hotmail or opening other Microsoft password-enabled web pages. Checkbox not checked.
Right. If you click on links in the Messenger window, or it checks your Hotmail account for you, there's a checkbox whether you can decide whether or not it will ask you for your password, or whether it can just remember it, which it does. So that's up
this
to you.
This is a shared computer, so don't store my address or display picture or personal message on the checkbox not checked.
Okay, this is a shared computer, so don't store my address book, personal messages or anything else, basically. And that's tickable. That's basically, if you're in some library somewhere, you can go check that, you know, before you log in or whatever, and it won't store anything on it about you, which can be rather good. You know, or if you're at a friend's house and you don't particularly want them reading your history.
Allow voice clips to be sent, received, and temporarily stored on my computer. Checkbox checked. Allow links in the conf. Allow.
Allow voice clips and whatever else to be stored on the computer temporarily. Which that's good. Otherwise, I'm not sure what will happen.
Allow links in the conversation window. Checkbox checked.
Allow links in the conversation window. That's brilliant because Messenger is an absolutely brilliant tool for sending people website addresses. So I wouldn't disable that unless you want problems.
Open Windows Live Messenger with a click on the web to authorize to interact with Windows Live Messenger. Checkbox checked.
No, I've never had that before. Open Windows Live Messenger when I click on a link on a web page that tries to interact with it. Never seen that in my life before, but it could be quite useful.
Open Windows Live Messenger when I click a link on the web to
yeah.
Encrypt contact list data so that it is not accessible outside of Windows Live Messenger. Checkbox checked.
Encrypt contact data so that it isn't accessible outside Windows Messenger, Windows Live Messenger even. That's useful again. Although I'm not really too sure. I know it's checked for me, but I don't use it much outside WLM anyway.
Okay, but cancel build button, list view, security tab, connection.
And connection. You can set up a proxy server basically, you proxy details even. And it's to do with all that kind of thing.
Advanced settings, but okay, button.
And it's all under this heading of advanced settings. So you only, it recommends that you only play with things if you know what you're doing.
Contact list on my 31.
Now there is, that's all your options. Okay. Right, I have to go pay courtesy call to some object in the other room. So I'm going to leave you with Nina, who's going to come over here, fiddle with his laptop and tell you about all the menu options. So I will see you in a minute. Okay, so the first menu. The first menu we get to is the file menu, and
In this menu, the first option available when you're in the Messenger main window and signed in is sign out. So obviously you can use that to sign out of Messenger when you don't want to receive messages anymore. Status, you can change your status so you can appear as online, so people know they can send you messages. Busy, if you're doing something you don't want to be disturbed. Be right back if you're nipping off somewhere and you'll be back in a minute. Away if you're going to be away a little bit longer, maybe you're staying online but you're going to bed or whatever, some people do that. In a call, so if somebody calls you or you need to make a quick call, you can select that. Out to lunch if you're going to go and have your dinner or, as it says, you're going to lunch and you'll be back in a bit. Or appear offline. So you can still communicate with your contacts from offline whilst appearing offline, but people can't see that you're actually there. The next one is go to, where you can go to the MSN homepage, which I have to say I don't do very often. But you can go into your email inbox there if you've got a Hotmail account or an MSN account or Live, and check your emails, which is a feature I use an awful lot. And Windows Live Today, which you can set to appear as soon as you start Messenger, as we mentioned earlier. Press the wrong one there. Send a single file, that's the file transfer facility that we mentioned earlier. Open received files folder, so if you've got history or you've got a file there that somebody sent to you, because most of the time, unless you tell it otherwise, files that are transferred to you by somebody else are sent into your received files folder. So you can open that from the file menu. View message history again. If somebody sent you a message, you can check that. Or close. You can just close the main window for Messenger. That's it for the file menu. Then you go into the contacts menu, where the first thing is to add a contact. All you have to do is press enter on that and then type in their email address. You don't need to select any of the other options. You can just press enter and they'll hopefully receive an alert to say that you've added them to their contact list. Edit a contact, you can enter their contact edit their contact details, sorry. Delete a contact if you no longer want to have them on your list. Create a group, you can set up groups. Create a group, you can set up a group like friends, colleagues, that sort of thing. Create groups to put your contacts into so they're all sorted and easy to access. Edit a group so you can move people from one group to another, that sort of thing. Delete a group, so if you no longer want to have a friends group, then you can delete it. Sort contacts by. This is a good one when you first set up Windows Live Messenger. Most of the time I group contacts by status, so you can see online contacts at the top, offline contacts underneath. When you first set up Messenger, you'll have it set up to sort by groups. But it'll be friends, colleagues and other, I think they use. And to start with, all your contacts will be grouped under other groups, other contacts. So you can adjust that as you wish, or you can set it to sort by status instead, which is what I do. Recently updated spaces. The spaces is where people can update their profiles, share information about themselves, that sort of thing. So you can group your contacts by how recently they've updated those. Filter contacts. Sometimes in the Messenger window, you can see not only your Messenger contacts, but also your Hotmail or MSN contacts. If you only want to see your Messenger contacts, which personally that's all I want to see, then you can filter contacts. You can either show all your contacts, including your Hotmail contacts. Just show your Messenger contacts, which personally I've only just discovered you can do, but I prefer it. Or you can just see those contacts who are online, which might be another good option if you want to keep things simple.
contacts by subject.
View contacts by.
Display name checked.
Most of the time you want to view by the display name, because, quite frankly, they can be interesting to see what people name themselves as. First and last name, if you just want to see me as Nina Lawson, for instance.
Email address.
Or by their email address, so, yeah. If you just want to see contacts' email addresses and not their names or their display names, then you can select that one. The choice is yours.
Save instant messaging contacts.
Save instant messaging contacts. You can save a list of instant messaging contacts so that if you want to transfer them to a different account or anything like that, then that option's available.
Contacts, then you import instant messaging contacts.
And you can import instant messaging contacts once you've saved them for another account.
Add a contact.
So that's the contacts menu.
Menu bar, actions menu, send an instant message.
Actions menu, it's a very useful one.
Send an instant message.
Send an instant message, so you can use that. Or if you've got a contact selected, you can just send a message to them. But to be honest, you can just press enter on the contact and that'll open a conversation window anyway.
Send other sub-menu.
Send other.
Send an email message.
You can send them an email message if you want to, for whatever reason. Maybe they're offline, but you still want to send them something.
Send a message to a mobile device.
Send a message to a mobile device. If somebody just put their mobile number on, I suppose that would be.
Send a wink.
Send a wink. We mentioned earlier about there being winks, like the guitar smash that you can send to people for whatever reason. So you can use the actions menu in the main window to get to that.
Send a single phone. Send a wink. Even menus, Windows Live Messenger, read my sample, restore sample, close sample, apply button, expand it, send a wink.
So, if you press enter on that, when you've got a contact selected, let's see, find a contact that I can send one to. Try to find myself to.
I'm back, everybody. I'm just going to let Nina do her thing.
Oh, there I am. Right, okay. So, I'll try and send myself a wink.
Send
over. So, go into the actions menu, send over.
Send a message.
Send a wink.
Leaving menus, send a wink.
Then.
Okay button, click the cancel button, quick search edit to find the contact by entering the name.
So you don't select it first. I suppose the easiest way to do that would be to go into your conversation window.
Yeah.
And then just hit Alt W.
Ah, that's how we get to it, okay. Yeah, so you can go into the conversation window, Alt W. And then. Yeah, you can use the arrow keys.
UFO. Desert. Heart. Eye. Day. Oh. Send, please.
I'll blow your headphones out so you can send one of them.
Day. Eye. Heart. Desert. UFO.
Okay, so they're the most recently used. So I'm going to send myself a water balloon.
Say water balloon. Input and enter your message here.
That's it playing on the computer I'm using. You'll have to select play. Yeah. You'll have to select it. I've got mine set not to play winks automatically, as I think I said earlier.
There it
was. You probably couldn't hear that very well, but there it was. Come out of there again.
There it is indeed.
Okay. Send a single file. That's yet another place where you can do the file transfer from.
Send an email message.
And we're back to that again. Cool. You can use Messenger to call someone else who has Windows Live Messenger and have voice conversations, which is quite useful.
Video sub-menu.
video, you can do video calls if you've both got webcams, and then if you've got vision for it, you can actually see each other. Sharing folders again, create a new one or open an existing sharing folder.
It's easier to go from the actions menu in the conversation to set one of those up there.
Ah, right. Okay. Yeah. So from within a conversation, you can go into the same menu to do that, yeah. Start an activity. There's all sorts of other things you can do, like there's games you can play, although I have to say I don't know about the accessibility of those. Probably not. Oh, yeah, actually, that's play a game there, yeah. Okay. Start an activity. I'm not entirely sure what that does. But play a game, yeah. Various games you can do, apparently. Request remote assistance. A couple of people have accidentally started that on me. I have never actually worked out how the heck it works, so... unless you can work it out, I wouldn't go there. Personalised Messenger, I believe, is only there if you have Messenger Plus, am I right?
I don't know. Have a look.
Local messages.
Oh no.
Accessories. Backgrounds. Dynamic display picture submenu.
That's all stuff you can buy online.
Ah, right.
Like store thing.
Yeah, there's a special Messenger store for extra features, accessories, etc. And that personalised Messenger, it's obviously to do with that. Never been in there before, so that's interesting. So that's that menu. Yeah, back to the top of actions. And now we're in the tools menu. Okay, so in the tools menu we've got always on top, which basically I believe means that your messenger window will always be the first one you find. I don't see any value in that.
Visual thing, always on top of other windows.
Yeah, it's just on top of all the other windows, which personally I don't like. And I don't actually, I've never heard anybody who's set that. Emoticons, that's those little faces again. Backgrounds, you can change like the skin, the colours and the backgrounds, that sort of thing in Messenger.
Change display picture.
Change display picture, that's another way of getting to that. I think we found it in the options earlier as well. Winks again. New alerts history unavailable. Ah, right, so you can, if that was available, you would be able to see who signed in last, for instance, I think. Edit your mobile settings, so if you've got a mobile device set up with Messenger, you'd be able to edit the settings for that. Audio and video setup. You need to go through when you first get a microphone set up that you're going to use with Messenger for sending voice clips and doing voice conversations and that sort of thing. Sets up all the volume for your microphone, make sure all that's working, make sure you're getting sound through your speakers or your headphones. Sets up a webcam if you've got one that you want to use.
Webcam settings.
Webcam settings. Again, same, yeah, takes you to that stage. Billing information, I suppose that's all, again, to do with the Messenger store. I've never needed anything from them, so I've never gone on there. And then we're back to options, where we were earlier. And then the help menu, which, obviously, if you get stuck somewhere, you might need to access. Help topics just takes you to a list of what you can get help with.
Welcome to Messenger.
Welcome to Messenger, I suppose that just gives you some brief information. And
it all pretty much takes you to the same place, which is Windows Live Help.
Yeah.
And that can be achieved by hitting F1 from in the Messenger window or a conversation window. I mean, most fun of doing it that way by accident, I have to say. How many times have I gone in there and realised, oh no, I didn't want to do that, I just busted my page. And I was looking at the floor, wait.
Yes, it's very easy to do.
Billing support.
Service status. If you're having trouble, if you're having trouble with something, or you've got a slow connection, or anything like that, it's worth having a look at the service status to see whether the messenger service is actually having problems itself, or if it's your internet connection instead.
I've never known it have problems.
No, I've never known it. Very, very occasionally does it ever have problems.
I've only seen it once in my life. The graphics on that page are slightly because it all looks like every icon that's displayed if you go through it with yours. But I think you would know, you know, whether it was your internet or just Messenger. I certainly used to when I was online in school. Internet would go down, but eventually you tried to change your Messenger display name and it wouldn't have it. So that would usually tell me time to log off and go find something else to do.
So that's that one. Terms of use. It's all the legal stuff. Yeah. Don't really need it. Report abuse. Hopefully you'll never need to be able to do that. We're back to that one again. Same as in the options. Customer experience improvement program. To be honest, I've got that checked in the options, but it's up to you. Send feedback. If there's something you think could do with improving, especially when a new version comes out, you can send them feedback, complete a little questionnaire, send them feedback to let them know what you think of it.
Never done that.
Never done that one, no. And that's just telling you what Messenger version you've got and that sort of thing about Messenger. The plus menu you only get if you've also got Messenger Plus, which allows you to set up personalised statuses, type much longer messages in your conversation windows.
Well worth getting once you've got the hang of Messenger.
Once you've got the hang of Messenger, it is well worth it, yes. The one thing I don't know is, does it also give you longer for your voice clips?
No, I don't know.
That one might have to be experimented with.
Yeah.
We'll let you know if you want to know more. And then you're back to the system menu, which is all the usual stuff. Minimise to the system tray. Hide the window, which I've never actually seen that before, but restore just makes your window a bit smaller. Minimise. Sends it down to the taskbar and close again, like we found in the file menu. So that is a quick run through the menus and what they have to offer.
Okay, I'm back again. Myself and Nina have just swapped places. I dragged her over here to talk about menus while I needed to do something in the other room. And now we've got Burren on me again. We won't be too much longer. I hope somebody can compress this into MP3 for me, because there's no lame encoder yet. I'll have to dig that up. But what I'm going to do is go and have a brief look at the conversation window, and then that should be about it. I want to show you the Messenger icon on the taskbar and how to access that with JAWS. I'm not a Supernova user anymore, so the keyboard shortcuts, none of them that I've so far showed you have been JAWS specific, so they will transfer across. Again, the same as perhaps Window Eyes and Zoom Text, although I don't know as much about those as I do even about Supernova, so there we have it. So let me go find Nina's details again. There we are. Right, okay. I will very briefly do these menus. In fact, I was talking about emoticons earlier. There's a really easy, quick way, and this unfortunately is a JAWS shortcut, of sending emoticons. And this is Control Shift M. Now I've done that, and there are 79 ones you can get.
I'm not sure whether these are the exact same ones you get in Messenger or whether Jaws has just put a load in and then that's what you get basically, but there's enough in there. So I'll briefly go through each one, and I don't know what these look like, so you'll have to forgive me if somebody asks you what the hell they are. But I haven't had that happen. So you've got Airplane.
Angel Smiley.
Angry Smiley. Annoyed Smiley. Age, Sex and Location. Never had to use that one. Unless it's by accident. Automobile.
Be Right Back Smiley.
Whatever. Beer Mug, that's always good. Excellent stuff. Birthday Cake, that's brilliant too. Had occasion to use those. Boy. Oh, hello. Okay, I've appeared out. Yeah. I just got knocked out of the window for some reason. Boy. Broken Heart, that's always good sometimes. Camera. Cat Face. Chopsticks. Clapping. Clock. Coffee Cup. Computer, you'll be able to have a look. I'm on 18 of 79. You've got Crooked Smiley, you've also got Crossed Fingers, and now there are some going up the alphabet as far as Xbox, which is the last one there, and that's up to you to go and look at, because I'm not sitting here all day telling you about those. Okay, I'll whiz through the file menu. System menu, like Nina just said, is basically all about what you can do with the window. Well, I won't look at that because you already know. Save is if you've saved your conversation already and you just want to update it. Save as is when you're saving the conversation anyway, first.
Send a single file.
It's the same as what we just looked at in the options and in wherever else we found it, in the Messenger window, in the Actions menu. Open receive files. That's good, it's just a quick way of going to my receive files, which I never use because it's too far down the file menu.
View message history.
That'll be the last lot of messages you got. I don't use that either because I just go and look at the HTML files you get with in the history folder. Close up. Edit, now you've got undo. Cut, copy, paste, delete, select all. Search, don't want that for. Change font, you can do that here as well. That's all in that menu. Invite a contact to join this conversation. This is at the top of the Actions menu. Can be rather good if you're trying to plan an outing or a trip or stay somewhere and you want to get all the parties concerned involved and thrash it out.
Send a single file
again, don't know why that's in both. Create a sharing folder, can be useful if you're in a conversation and you don't want to come out of it, if you have no messenger window up. Oh bother, okay, what have I done here? Bear with me. Right, send a nudge. That can be easiest done from here. Same with that. That's what Alt W does. I don't know what nudge is. Send an email message. Share the current background. I've never had to do it, but that's to do with what Nina says basically about the skins from Messenger. Cool. Again, video. You've got start an activity, play a game. Remote assistance, that kind of stuff. Add to contacts, that's always good because in case you end up in a three-way conversation or a multi-way conversation with somebody else who you don't know, you can add them to your contacts to make it easier if you want to talk to them again.
Lock.
And, well, that's always good. And then we're back at the top of the Actions menu. Tools menu, now this is the best invention they ever did. Text size. Which you've got largest, larger, medium, smaller, and smallest. I'm going to put that back to medium. Because I don't need it. I'm totally blind, so I don't actually need to have slightly massive text when it's in my own window. Show toolbars. If you use a mouse, they can be good. Because you've got standard and you've got formatting, which is checked. I'll put them both on and then we'll go around them in a second. We've got an always on top, which puts Messenger, your conversation and whatever else on top of all the other windows you may have open on the screen, which I would consider that to be a pain if I used it. Emoticons. That, the Jaws script just tells you to go and do it the control shift M way. Winks.
Backgrounds.
Change display picture again. Preview pictures before transfer. That can be useful if you are sending pictures and you just want to make sure they're alright.
Show
most guns checked. Audio and video setup. I'm going to go in here quickly and show you what this is all about. Right, okay. I'm going to do... I've set my JAWS keyboard layout to laptop layout, because I am using a laptop, and it enables you to use your caps lock key as another modifier. So, here, I'm going to hit caps lock and B to get the read. Excuse me, the whole window to me. Oops. Well, it's basically you. You don't have to listen to all that guff. You don't even have to exit any other programs. That's just taking my speakers down a notch. Ah, help. Oi. Ah, okay. Right. The first thing you come up against is a dialogue where you select which speakers. So if you've got multiple sound cards, you'll need to choose whichever one you want Messenger to use. Click here if you're using headphones. Checkbox. Was checked, but it's now not. You get a chance to play a sound. And I've just stopped that. Then you have your speakers, which I've put up to 100% again, because I do have a volume control, luckily. Now I've gone and hit next, and I hit next to get to the speaker bit before. So here's the microphone. Bearing in mind, it's a dialogue box, standard, so you've got OK, cancel, all that jazz. Select the microphone you'd like to use. I've got three on there. I've got the Crystal WDM, whatever it is, audio. Which, for some reason, this isn't reading it. I don't think it likes me. And then I can choose a volume for the microphone when I hit tap. And then the next one, if you had a webcam, it would detect and set up the webcam. But I don't have it, so it says no webcam detected. So there's that. Okay. Okay. Right.
Show the participants this link.
Okay. We have excuse me. When you when you go into a conversation window from the contact list, you will find that yourself you've been put directly into your input window, which is where you type, obviously. So to read a history, I think it will be best if I send some messages to Nina and then I can read her response and tell you what you need to do. Okay, so. I like to put in random examples, so I'm going to send this to Nina, and you'll hear it in a second.
Hello, Nina, how are you today? Have you got some sausages and put them in the tumble dryer yet?
Basically, just to break up the tension. Hello, Nina, how are you today? Have you put them sausages in the tumble dryer yet? you get that little sound, whoever it is typing a message. And then you get the JAWS typing sound. And she said, of course. So, let me show you these toolbars. As well as being on the screen, these ones are accessible, so you can use them. And they are basically, JAWS puts them into Messenger windows, this conversation windows even, as... they're tabbable too, so you can hit tab and go and find these toolbars. So here we go. Let me slow you down, JAWS.
Slower.
There's the input window.
Show the participants display picture sound like button. Press to hide the participants.
So show the participants display pictures. I can't speak again. Obviously, I'm not going to go through these. I'm just literally going to tell you what they are because we have that with them. Don't do that. Hang on a second. That's right. I think we have a ghost touchpad in the room. Okay.
Input editor, hide the participants display picture sound like button. Drop down menu button, options for this person.
Options for this person, that's the next one along.
Drop down menu. Get block button, emoticons button menu.
Oh, I see. Right. Some of these are a pain to use. Where you can use the menus.
Windows Live Messenger contact.
Whoops.
Always expected.
Okay, so I've come out of this toolbar, hit escape by accident, or thinking now I could get back into the conversation window, and it's thrown me out. So I ended up in the messenger list. Okay. Now, Nina having sent me a message has given me the perfect time to tell you about the JAWS script keys. I've just remembered these. I showed you Control Shift M, and now I'm going to show you these other ones. To reread a message that you've already received, you hit grab. On most keyboards these days, it is next to the one, and it's a pain because the one is not where you expect the one to be, and it is actually in the number two position, if that makes any sense. So, now we have that. That's her response. If you have longer conversations, the numbers, Alt, with numbers 1 to 10, will read the last 10 messages. And if you press each number with Alt twice, so if I do Alt 1 twice, hang on, what are you doing? Bear with me one second, I do apologise. Okay. Right, well, I've put number 2 and I've held the Alt down and tapped the number 2 twice. Now it's virtualized the current message. So if I need to grab a web link that I want to save as well as use, I'll virtualize the link, virtualize the message, with Alt and 2 twice. And I'll go and I can use the normal selecting shortcuts. It's easier than having to go back about looking for the history window if you've got the toolbars enabled and getting it that way. Because look. I'm cursoring along to my right with the arrow keys. Now, to get away from the virtual window, it says press escape to close this window. It's all part of JAWS. And I'm back in the conversation window. So, along here we've got hide the participants display pictures or show the participants display pictures. That's a toggle, so you can either show or hide them right here in the messenger. Conversation window.
Drop down menu
options for this person.
Get accessories.
That's the store basically where you buy things.
Drop down menu button, your options.
Your options, so that's got stuff like display, picture, message, that kind of thing in it. Now that tells you what her Nina's or whoever you're talking to's personal messages. Whoops. It's a read-only window. JAWS won't let you select any particular part of it, so you'll need to use insert up arrow to read it. Now that, don't forget, is her personal message. Here comes her email address, which I'm not going to read again, but you can do the same thing. Invite to this conversation. Share files is next to it. I'm pressing tab to get to all these. Start or stop a video call. That's useful. If you use that kind of thing, I use Skype, I've got to say. Even though the quality is better, is slightly down on what it used to be.
Call.
That's basically the same thing.
Activities.
Right, you've got whiteboard, messages. Oh my god. Messenger TV, search, music mix, mimic,
MSN
photo swap, Warner Brothers trailer feature,
immediate
instant message environment, what the hell's that? Now I've escaped the toolbars again. I'm going to have to go find this one. There you go. Ah. Right, what I wasn't doing before... I was literally going to these options with tab, and then immediately hitting down arrow. What you need to do is press space before you use your arrows. Now this will open them up in a menu style, rather than just being able to flick through and click on them. So, I don't know whether you can even do just not pressing space first, but there they are. So it does
new
contact card, new profile. This is all to do with this one person that I'm talking to who's sitting over there. What have you found, Nina? Anything good?
I've just changed the colour scheme.
Ah, goody. You just found that, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, way. Excellent.
The toolbar things
like. Excellent. Share files. There we go. Looking through. Oh, colour scheme, I see. What did you have anyway?
Now
I'm going to have to. I've escaped and come back into the messenger window because I just tried to get to find this blue colour scheme thing. Well, I couldn't. Oh, I see. There it is.
Yeah.
No, I've just changed it as well. Because if she does use my computer for whatever reason, then that'll be good for her. Come on. Show menu. Ah, okay. You can click on this little toolbar, rather than going to the top of the top of the screen, and it'll bring up all the menus in... go to that for me, Nina, and tell me what it looks like to you when it all pops up. They are pop-up menus, but rather than going across the top of the screen, or like, across, like Jaws sets them out, they go down. So maybe it does just jump you to the top of the page, like for the menu bar. Okay, next. Go on.
It basically appears as a list of menus.
Right.
You can use the arrow keys to select, and then the right arrow to go into whichever menu you want.
Yeah. That's basically it. Like sub-menus, like your program's
menus
menu.
Yes, sub-menus, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's all it is.
I just wonder whether it might be visually different.
Not
like,
really
the menu bar at the top of the screen goes down the page, doesn't it? Or does it go across?
The menu bar across the top goes across the top.
Oh, I see, yeah.
So rather than being that, you've got a vertical list.
That's better. And vertical is downwards.
Yeah.
I never used to get the hang of horizontal and vertical, so I don't think I'm patronising you, because I'm not. I'm basically just telling everybody. And what kind of helped me was saying, right, I need to be horizontal. And if you make sure you use these words and whatever in your daily conversation, they'll stick. So vertical's standing up, horizontal's lying down. And these menus are standing up. So. Okay, the last one we looked at was show menu, which was cool. We then have information bar, which is, hang on a second, you can look at, we can read that with Control Shift C. Which mine says, your status is currently set to busy. Okay. Info bar. There we go. Next, you've got the history window, which you tab to. Now, if you're having your toolbars enabled, you'll need to hit F6 to go between the two windows, if you like, even though they're in the same window, but the two panes. So, like I say, F6 is your friend. So you have your history window. You can flick through every... Hang on. Yeah. Right. And you can select things. Like, for example, I'm going to select as he said.
Copy selection of clipboard.
And I've just copied it. Because that's what your history enables you to do. You can just go in and do anything like that. It's a bit like the battle showed you before, with Alt 2 or Alt 1 or whatever it was, or twice.
You cut off sausages and put them in the tunnel gun yet.
So, next along is... okay. The ones we looked at before were in the standard toolbar, I bet. And these ones are formatting. So you've got emoticons, winks, merges, voice clips. We have a messenger plus button, which is brilliant, because you don't have to go faffing around in the menus. You can just smack it down, and there it is. Format panel. Inaccessible. Unfortunately. Saying that, I don't know which ones. Hang on. What, not, there we go. That's your email. Okay. You maybe have a font thing, but I think the rest is to do with Messenger Plus. Yeah. I mean, the biggest thing you can do, the most easy, you know, easy, cool. But the easiest way you will get to know this is by experimenting, fouling things up, and then getting somebody in to rescue you. Because then, hopefully, if they're nice people, they'll show you what to do again. little moment back. Give me a second. In fact, I'll just have to lean over this. Ah, he's going. Good. Okay. So, I mean, that's basically it. But the sign-in window, obviously we should have done this first, but I was already online, so that's my excuse. I'm going to sign out and then show you the sign-in process. It is slightly different. Okay. Oh, yeah. Password. Okay, hang on a second while I move this slightly closer to me. Little Mo Man's gonna get a kick in. Yeah, good, you crunch on that, matey. Okay. Excellent. Okie dokie. The sign-in window has a lot of these little tabs and buttons again. They're not advertising, they're to do with how you sign in, that kind of thing. And this feels like a good opportunity to tell you what my email address is, as it's going in anyway. So... Hang on a second, I've just balls things up. Right, in front of me now, I have a text box with my email address title, like a field thing with email address on it. So I'll put that in. And when you load Messenger, it will immediately put you in the email address window, unless you have it set to remember your details and remember your password. So my email address, just because I've put it in, is rebellion220@hotmail.com. rebellion220@hotmail.com. Oh, hang on a second. Sorry about the noise. Oh, shoot. Oh, goody. Microphone man? Cool. Lawnmower man has just stopped his engine. So, my email address is in this text box. I'm going to hit tab. There's my password box. Status. You can select your status before you even log into Messenger, which is good if you don't particularly want to be seen until you've seen who's online. and they have all the usual statuses. You basically just hit down or up arrow. Sorry, you hit down arrow. Actually, hang on. It's a button menu, and that will tell you a lot. It tells you that you have to press a button before you get into the menu, i.e. the spacebar. Now, you can select your options, because they're up above where... It'll land you on online. So you'll basically go up, and then there's options there. And you get all the normal statuses. That kind of thing. Now, remember me, this is good if you have, I don't know, if you're lazy like me, or if you have three or four email addresses or whatever on the same computer, or three or four passwords, along with three or four more, different addresses. So, remember me is a checkbox, which... email address is a button menu, and it now says email address button menu rebellion220@hotmail.com. Now, yeah, getting my password still in the box. There's the status button menu. Remember me? Yeah, it saves your email address and status on this computer. That's a tooltip. When it says stuff like that, it's extra information that everybody sees every day that we're just getting the hang of. Remember my password. Like I say, that tooltip says remember my password on this computer. Like I say, it's good if you've got multiple accounts with multiple passwords. That's being checked as well. Of course, you're leaving yourself slightly open if anybody does come along, see your computer, and then say, oh, I'll have a quick go and see whose details I can grab. I'll get me some more contacts. They can log you in, go on as you, pretend to be you, manipulate your account. So if you live with, younger kids, or even older kids, whatever, may not be the best thing to have checked. The same as if you're using somebody else's computer or a library. Sign me in automatically. Again, not the best thing to have if you're on a shared computer. I've checked that. Then there's a sign-in button. Avoiding that for the moment, I'll show you these other little buttons here. Forgot your password. It's a link to a web page. Don't ask me to quote you the address because I cannot. It's big. It will take quite a while to reclaim your password. Also has one of those awful security capture things. And there can be a pain. Service status. If you are having trouble signing in, you can easily get to that by tapping past the sign in button and getting it from here. Yep, that's also a link to, so it will go out to the web page. We'll have a look at that while we're here. There we go.
3%. 100% service status. Right. Service status.
Now's my opportunity, just because I'm here, to show you a good couple of keystrokes for use with Internet Explorer. Okay, now I'm going down with arrow keys, which I don't need to do. Most people have heard about the links list, which is insert or caps lock and F7. I don't use it. We don't need to click any links while we're here. I use insert or caps lock and enter. If you have my layout, you can do either. If you don't, you have just desktop layout, then you'll need to find your insert key, which I don't know where the hell it is on here. Actually, yes I do.
So,
let me slow this down a bit.
Level 1 service status.
Or, again, you can navigate this page by heading H.
Service status. Blank. This page will be updated when information becomes available. Blank. Net messenger service. All systems are stable and running.
There we go.
Link required messenger. Blank.
All systems are stable and running, and it is in plain text.
Font is done over 8 points.
Very, very small, unfortunately. So if you do come here or whatever, you'll need some kind of accessibility if you can't read it, and if you have, no vision. Jaws reads this no problem at all. Actually, I'd say that was one of their simpler web pages. So that's that page there.
Windows Live Messenger forgot sign in automatically. Remember, sign in.
I've just flicked back to this. Oh, no, I have to something to do that. Sign up for Windows Live ID is the button next to the server status link. That's where you go if you want to sign up for an account.
Sign up for a Windows Live ID link. Sign up.
And then you've got privacy statement and help menu again. That's a button menu. So there we have it. Now, if you've put your email address and your password and whatever.
Select the checkbox to remember your password.
No. Select the status of your contacts. Password.
But then it'll remember it in
future. Star selected.
It's in there, though, still.
Yeah.
Available Windows Live message. Please enter your Windows Live ID in this format. The audio help button. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Random.
Forgot your sign. Remember my password. Forget remember me. Status. Password. Password. Email REPELLION2201.
Ah, okay. There's a little keyboard shortcut, which is Alt and Shift, and if you press those immediately together, it will change the language, which is what I've done. It says changing keyboard language to United States, hence, at is Shift and 2, and not Shift and apostrophe.
Set a keyboard layout to English United Kingdom.
There we go. Now I'm going to give that an at sign.
Windows Live Messenger dialog. Please enter your password. Error. Email. Password.
Laundry chute. Of course, when you change the email address even slightly, it will scrap your password. Now, password going in now. I don't have to faff around with the sign-in button once I've customised those switches once. I can just hit enter. There I am. I'm online now. So, computer at work. Thank you. That's about it. I realised that was massive. One thing you'll be said for those pauses is you can, you know, you don't have to find a place to stop to go get yourself a drink or whatever. But I do apologise if you didn't particularly want those, and I hope you have, you know, have been able to find some way of skipping them if you don't want them. All I can say is, if you have any questions, there are lots of forums on the internet. There are also people within the blind community. I'm not too keen on that expression, but there it is. That, you know, do this kind of thing every day. They kind of give people a hand getting started, that kind of thing. So, and if you don't want to talk to them, you can email me. Obviously, I've given the address before, but I'll give it again. It's rebellion220@hotmail.com. REBELLION220@hotmail.com. Okay, I shall see you next time. And bye from Nina.
Yes, bye bye.